गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Shri Prabhu. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 26 वर्स नंबर 4। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगव्यसनलालसः। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगव्यसनलालसः। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगव्यसनः लालसः। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगाव्यसनलालसः। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगव्यसनहलालसः। चचार मृगयाम तत्र दृप्तात्तेषु कार्मुकः विहाय जायाम अतदर्हाम् मृगाव्यसनः लालसः। चचार एग्जीक्यूटेड मृगयाम हंटिंग तत्र देयर दृप्तः बीइंग प्राउड अत हैविंग टेकन इशू एरोज कार्मुकः बो विहाय गिविंग अप जायाम हिज वाइफ अतत अर्हाम अल्दो इम्पॉसिबल मृग हंटिंग व्यसनः इविल एक्टिविटीज लालसः बीइंग इंस्पायर्ड बाय ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन इट वॉज ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल फॉर किंग पुरंजन टू गिव अप द कंपनी ऑफ हिज क्वीन इवन फॉर अ मोमेंट नंदलेस ऑन दैट डे बींग वेरी मच इंस्पायर्ड बाय द डिजायर टू हंट ही टुक अप हिज बो एंड एरो विद ग्रेट प्राइड एंड वेंट टू द फॉरेस्ट नॉट केयरिंग फॉर हिज वाइफ परपोर्ट वन फॉर्म ऑफ हंटिंग इज नोन एज वुमन हंटिंग A conditioned soul is never satisfied with one wife. Those whose senses are very much uncontrolled especially try to hunt for many women. King Purunjana's abandoning the company of his religiously married wife is representative of the conditioned soul's attempt to hunt for many women for sense gratification. Wherever a king goes, he is supposed to be accompanied by his queen. But when the king or conditioned soul becomes greatly overpowered by the desire for sense gratification, He does not care for religious principles. Instead, with great pride, he accepts the bow and arrow of attachment and hatred. Our consciousness is always working in two ways, the right way and the wrong way. When one becomes too proud of his position, influenced by the mode of passion, he gives up the right path and accepts the wrong one. Kshatriya kings are sometimes advised to go to the forest to hunt ferocious animals, just to learn how to kill. But such forays are never meant for sense gratification. Killing animals to eat their flesh is forbidden for human beings. So we will read translation for the next four verses, five verses. Verse 5. At that time, King Purunjana was very much influenced by demonic propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, he killed many innocent animals in the forest. Taking no consideration. Verse 6. If a king is too attracted to eating flesh, he may, according to the directions of the revealed scriptures on sacrificial performances, go to the forest and kill some animals that are recommended for killing. One is not allowed to kill animals unnecessarily or without restrictions. The Vedas regulate animal killing to stop the extravagance of foolish men influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. Verse 7. Narad Muni continued to speak to King Prachin Bharishad. My dear King, any person who works according to the directions of the Vedic scriptures does not become involved in fruitive activities. Verse 8. Otherwise, a person who acts whimsically falls down due to false prestige. Thus, he becomes involved in the laws of nature, which are composed of the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance. In this way, a living entity becomes devoid of his real intelligence and becomes perpetually lost in the cycle of birth and death. Thus, he goes up and down from a microbe in stool to a high position in the Brahmaloka planet. Verse 9. When King Purunjan was hunting in this way, many animals within the forest lost their lives with great pain, being pierced by the sharp arrowheads. Upon seeing these devastating, ghastly activities performed by the king, all the people who were merciful by nature became very unhappy. Such merciful persons could not tolerate seeing all this killing. Verse 10. In this way, King Purunjan killed many animals, including rabbits, boars, buffalo, bison, black deer, porcupines, and other game animals. After killing and killing, the king became very tired. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं स्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस इज द एलिगोरी बीइंग नरेटेड बाय नारद मुनि टू किंग प्राचीन परिषद। सो द वे Narad Muni preaches to each and every category of people or the conditioned jivas is different. Here Narad Muni is giving an allegorical example which is very difficult to understand, especially in Kali Yuga, until unless it is explained in detail by acharyas, very difficult to understand. But Prachin Bharishad, at the end of the narration, he understands everything. So that is the qualification. So the preacher is telling something and easily understands it. So for us, it may seem that why so much indirect preaching? It seems to be a very indirect way of telling something very simple. But a preacher understands what suits which kind of person. So he is telling a very detailed allegory. In this allegory, King Puranjan represents conditioned soul. Puratan meaning conditioned soul. So, and Puranjani is the material intelligence. So last few classes, this was discussed in detail of how material intelligence entangles. And so here it is said that after moving around with his wife happily, seeing what she sees, hearing what she hears, eating what she eats, so he is actually happily moving about. But again, he becomes frustrated. He thinks that he has to have some variety. So even though materialist people may think that they are happy, so there is a cycle of bhoga and tyaga. So materialistic people also sometimes become very much renounced. In that tyaga phase, a person may become susceptible to preaching or some good advice. Just like Prabhupada, during a particular phase in Western world, when some big section of the society, young generation became very much frustrated with the materialistic ways of their forefathers. So Prabhupada preached them. And so preaching at the right time to the right kind of audience, that is also one of the qualifications of Acharya. So here it is said that Puranjan becomes very much frustrated and he becomes bored and he goes away for hunting. And Prabhupada writes ki how this is a tendency of a person who is attached to sense gratification. So he is not satisfied with a single wife and he is hunting for another woman. So here he Prabhupada says that hunting does not necessarily mean animals. Even woman hunting is an extension of sense gratification. So the marriage institution is very much broken down in the Western world, mainly because they already have a lot of variety in eating and most of the sense gratificatory activities. So the last thing they explored was they even broke down the marriage institution. So there is no limit of what bounds a sense gratification will break. So there is no limit for sense gratification. So a person may go to any limits. And Prabhupada, in the next purport, the next verse, it is said that he keeps on killing without discrimination. And it is said that there are laws governing how much sense gratification to be done by whom, at what time. So there are rules and regulations given in the scriptures for that. And even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurpa says that the tithi that is given is very specific. So it is very few days of a year that a person can kill. And that too, only those animals which are given in the scripture. Just like here it is said, the bison, the horned deer, porcupine. So these animals are allowed to be killed. And that too by a kshatriya or a person who has to be trained in the skills for fighting. So that person can kill. And that too only these specific animals on specific tithis. And Prabhupada also writes that anything which is done according to scriptural injunction does not lead to attachment. So just like Narad Muni is saying that you will not get entangled in the cycle of fruity activities only if you follow the scriptural injunctions. Otherwise, you will get attached. You will get fruits of these activities. And it is said that ki, there is licensing for everything. So Prabhupada gives example that in Vedas there is license for sex enjoyment only in marriage. And he says in modern times also there are licenses, just like there is a license for liquor. But Prabhupada says that modern people, lawmakers, are affected by four defects of a conditioned soul. So the conditioned soul is actually having defective senses. He is prone to make mistakes. He is prone to get illusioned. And he actually cheats. So these four defects are progressive. So cheating is done consciously. So mistakes and defective senses are prarabdha of a person. And getting illusioned, that is a subtle level of conditioning. So once a person thinks that he is an enjoyer and he wants to lord it over the material nature, he gets illusioned. So just like in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, dhyayato vishayan pumsan. So whenever a person tries to lord it over material nature, he gets attached to the objects of senses, and his actually memory gets affected because of illusion. And then the intelligence is affected. So last time, Mahabharata Prabhu said that intelligence is very important. In the cycle of conditioning, because of the tendency to lord it over, it is said that the memory is first affected by illusion, and then the intelligence gets bewildered. So memory has a very big role, because it is said in Bhagavatam, the suffering of a living entity in the womb of mother, it is described that the living entity prays to Lord that he will always remember the Lord, just get me out of this suffering. So Janturu Vacha prayers, it is said that the actually the prayers are like a devotee who is very much attracted to Lord. He is saying that this material world is full of suffering and just I want to always serve you. So these kind of prayers, every living entity actually prays like that in the womb. But Prabhupada also writes that when the living entity comes out, he forgets. So the illusory potency will affect anybody, and it will convince that person that this place is a place of enjoyment, not a place of suffering. So many of the people will always forget the sufferings of their childhood or sufferings in their previous days, and they will think the good old days. There is a phrase in English that it says good old days. So whenever they think about old days, they actually remember only the good things. And many of the people cannot remember the sufferings. So many people think that the childhood days were good. So if you ask a child, the child will say that this is suffering, and he is thinking that when I become adult, that it will be enjoyment. So the illusory potency has a tendency that you will always forget the sufferings given by the material nature, And many of the things which are actually attractive, that things we will remember. So that is the power of illusory energy. So we can also see in our life, so how many things which were actually bad or which went wrong, we can remember. Because if actually a living entity remembers most of the sufferings, he will not actually think this place as a place of enjoyment. So a memory getting bewildered by illusory potency actually affects intelligence. And then the intelligence thinks that I have to strive for sense enjoyment in this material world because this is a place for enjoyment. So the cycle gets completed. But Prabhupada also says that the license which is given in this material world does not necessarily lead to good results because it is not scriptural. For example, eating vegetarian is prescribed in shastras, so it is in mode of goodness. And some people may become vegan, but they may not be necessarily because of scriptural injunction. So the veganism is good so long as it lasts, because if some other thing comes up, just like the fads keep on changing, because the cycle of bhogatyag keeps on shifting with time. So they will actually move with the waves of the material nature, and therefore they cannot sustain their determination for that particular thing or austerity they are doing at present. But Shastric injunction, even if you actually waver from the Shastric injunctions, you actually do not go very down. So it is just a slight deviation, and a person does not completely come down to material or gross material enjoyment. So that's why even if the laws or the licenses of the material world, they seem that they are almost same as the Shastric injunctions, Prabhupada says that always we should follow what is given in Shastra. And we should also accept that I am following this because it is given in Shastra, not just because I want to do it. So accepting the authority of Shastra actually prevents from further deterioration of a living entity. So Shastric authority is actually stressed by Prabhupada. And furthermore, here it is said that the jiva actually, after enjoying a lot and after killing a lot many animals, this Puranjana becomes tired. And finally, he actually stops killing. And seeing so many animals killed, the devotees or the kind-hearted people become very much afflicted. So they feel very bad for the animals who were so cruelly killed. So that is the compassion of kind-hearted people. And we can see from Narada's life itself. So he actually converted Mrigari. So Mrigari used to kill the animals partially and go away. So Narada Muni sees it, and he just tells Mrigari that he should at least kill the animals completely. Don't kill them partially and make them suffer. So as a very intelligent preacher, actually Narada Muni does not tell him to give up killing altogether. He just says that you should kill them completely, not partially. So for somebody who is at the level of Narada Muni, he is actually sanctioning killing in one way. But then this is the intelligence of preacher. He is actually seeing the time, place, circumstances, and he's seeing that Mrigari is attached to killing, and that is his family profession, and he does not know anything else. And so he tells him that you should kill them completely. So that naturally actually interests the Mrigari. He also thinks, how come a saintly person is saying that I should kill? So he also becomes open to suggestion from Narada Muni. So Narada Muni actually preaches him further, and he becomes a pure devotee. So that is the nature of a preacher. So Narada Muni, even though he's pained by the killing of so many animals by Mrigari, he actually preaches him and makes him into a pure devotee. And Prabhupada says there are many people and many swamis and yogis, so-called yogis, who are preaching around that if there are senses, they are meant for enjoyment. So why are you asking us to control them? So Prabhupada says that if there are senses and they are meant for enjoyment, That is all right, but the Shastra say that they are to be regulated. Just like if there is a knife, it is used for cutting, but you should know what to cut with it. You should not kill any person or a living entity with that knife. So Prabhupada is saying, for a human being, though senses are being given, they are to be regulated. Just like knife, though its function is to cut, a person should know what is to be cut with that. And he says that many swamis and yogis will tell that there is no soul, or the soul is there only in human life. So there are different kind of religious beliefs. Just like in Christianity, it is believed that a soul is all there only in human beings, not in the animals. So actually they support their animal killing in that way. So nowhere in the original thing it is given that soul is there only in human beings. But that is their interpretation of thou shall not kill. So Prabhupada used to ask them repeatedly. So they used to give different interpretations to Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada says that there are many cheaters who actually, in order to fulfill their sense enjoyment, give different interpretations of the Shastras. And this is also very much discouraged, because general masses actually do not understand these things, but they will nevertheless get entrapped. Because just because you are ignorant does not mean that the fire will not burn. Prabhupada says that fire will always burn, irrespective of whether we know whether it will burn or not. So ultimately, Prabhupada in the last verse, he says that too much sense gratification, also actually a person becomes detached at the end. So here the Puranjan, after killing a lot of animals, he becomes tired. And Prabhupada says, current material civilization is also on the brink of getting tired. So they are not finding many ways how to enjoy more with their senses. So they are almost on the brink of frustration, and they have tried out everything, all kind of sense gratification. And the only solution is that we have to give them the spiritual solution. So Krishna consciousness is the only remedy. There is no way that we can enjoy beyond this. So material civilization has explored everything, all kind of different kind of enjoyments. And Prabhupada says that this is the limit of enjoyment. So beyond this, there is no happiness until and unless a person accepts Krishna consciousness. So this is our opportunity, that we should try to reach these people as far as possible and give Krishna consciousness to them. So this is these six verses actually speak about mainly the sense enjoyment tendency, how it fluctuates up and down in material world between bhoga and tyaga, and how licensing of sense enjoyment cannot be artificially imposed. It has to have basis in Shastra. And how breaking the rules of Shastra will actually affect a person, whether you know it or not. Ignorance is not the excuse. And ultimately, any amount of enjoyment in the material world will not find fulfillment, and person has to come to spiritual path in order to get a stable kind of happiness and peace. And even though the preacher may be very much disgusted with people killing so many animal and engaged in so many different kind of ghastly activities, a preacher too should take compassion and put into action innovative ideas so that they can bring these people to the right path. So today is also disappearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. So we will speak. So the life story of Narottam Das Thakur means I also was not knowing in details. So Narottam Das Thakur, a very elevated personality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his pastimes, once just gazed towards Khethuri Gram, the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur, and he started to cry. And in ecstasy, he started to speak out name of Narottam, Narottam. So loudly he was crying for him. And everybody around him was not knowing who is Narottam, because Narottam Das Thakur had not taken his birth. So everybody thought that this must be some elevated personality and maybe he will be coming in future. एंड ही सच अ पर्सनैलिटी दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु जस्ट बाय लुकिंग टूवर्ड्स दैट पर्टिकुलर प्लेस वेर ही इज गोइंग टू टेक बर्थ, ही इज गोइंग इन टू एक्सटेसी एंड ही इज क्राइंग टीयर्स ऑफ जॉय. सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, एज हिज नेम सजेस्ट, इज द बेस्ट अमॉन्ग द ह्यूमन बींग्स, बिकॉज ही एक्चुअली गेव द लव ऑफ गॉड हेड टू ईच एंड एवरीबडी. इनफैक्ट द कास्ट ब्राह्मणस हू यूज टू क्रिटिसाइज देम, ही यूज टू एक्चुअली इम्ब्रेस देम सो लविंगली दैट एक्चुअली दे यूज टू थिंक कि ही इज आवर बेस्ट वेल विशर. सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, एंड ही वॉज इन द मूड ऑफ सर्वंट ऑफ सर्वंट ऑफ ऑल द गोस्वामीज हु आर देयर आफ्टर द चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिसअपियरेंस, एंड रूप एंड सनातन ऑल्सो लेफ्ट. सो एट दैट टाइम नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर वॉज एक्चुअली बॉर्न इन अ रॉयल फैमिली एंड वेरी वेल्दी, एंड फ्रॉम द बर्थ इट सेल्फ द ही हैड शोन सम ऑस्पिशियस मार्क्स ऑन द बॉडी. हिज बॉडी स्ट्रक्चर वॉज दैट ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज स्पिरिचुअली एलिवेटेड. एंड इट इज सेड दैट वेन देर इज अन्न प्राशन सेरेमनी ही वॉज ऑफर्ड राइस टू ईट, ही डिड नॉट ऑनर इट. He was not taking rice. So they tried everything, but he was not actually taking prasad, means the that which was offered. So finally they offered it to Lord Vishnu in front of him and then offered him. So he ate it. So though Narottam Das Thakur's parents were also devotees, but they understood that he is such a staunch person, until unless it is offered in front of him, he will not eat it. So that was the consciousness of Narottam Das Thakur even in his childhood. And he is Manjari in the pastimes, in Vrindavan pastimes, he is Manjari. And he is eternal servant of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. But when Narottam Das Thakur actually became slightly older, he actually completed all Vedic studies, all Puranas, everything. And he was Shrutidhara. His memory was such that even if he hears once, he would remember everything. So he was Shrutidhara, and slowly, slowly, actually, he became disgusted with the material world. And he actually developed spontaneous love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So he used to get dreams of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, and he used to cry. And he tried to leave the home many times, but he was actually imprisoned in his own home. So there were people who used to keep watch over him so that he should not run away from home. Somehow the other, but one day he got a vivid dream that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him that you should go to Vrindavan. And during that time, it was by divine arrangement, his father had gone somewhere else and mother also neglected his security. And he ran away from that place. And it is said that he continuously ran for 14 days. So for 14 days, he was continuously running. And he, on the way, there were many people who actually saw his features and his beauty. Somebody said that he is a king, he is a prince, he is an incarnation of Lord. So he had all kind of auspicious features. And he did not take bath or anything during those 14 days. He was just running, he was smeared with dust. And some people offered him that he should sleep overnight here. So he used to stay somewhere, but even then he won't sleep. He used to do kirtan throughout the night. So that was his mood. So in that mood, he reached Vrindavan. And when he reached Vrindavan, he met with Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya. So Srinivas Acharya has a special relation with Narottam Das Thakur. And Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya, both can be said as Shiksha Gurus for him. So he took initiation from Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami, as soon as he saw Narottam Das Thakur, he actually kept his feet on his head. And though he was in separation from Rupa and Sanatana, he became very blissful. And he blessed Narottam Das Thakur. And he said that Jiva Goswami will, he requested Jiva Goswami kindly actually give him all the expertise in scriptures. And he actually requested Srinivas Acharya that give him firm devotion unto Supreme Lord Gauranga. सो दैट वॉज द मूड ऑफ लोकनाथ गोस्वामी. सो लोकनाथ गोस्वामी एक्चुअली इनिशिएटेड हिम, बट ही एक्चुअली रिक्वेस्टेड जीव गोस्वामी एंड श्रीनिवास आचार्य टू एक्चुअली गाइड हिम. एंड सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर वॉज अ वेरी एलिवेटेड पर्सन एंड ही सर्व ऑल द गोस्वामीज हु आर लेफ्ट देयर इन वृंदावन. एंड गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी ऑल्सो ही मेट, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी ही मेट देयर. एंड ड्यूरिंग ही स्टे इन खेतोरी ग्राम, फॉर हिम ओनली सोलेस वॉज दैट ही यूज टू हियर फ्रॉम कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी. कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी वॉज विथ हिम एट दैट प्लेस एंड ही यूज टू नरेट टू हिम आदिलीला मध्यलीला अंत्यलीला एंड एवरीथिंग द चैतन्य चरितामृत. ही यूज टू नरेट टू नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर एंड जस्ट बाई हियरिंग ही हैड सच एक्स्टैटिक सिम्टम्स एंड ही समहाउ गॉट अवे फ्रॉम फैमिली लाइफ. सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर हिज डिसअपियरेंस लीला वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी डिफरेंट. सो वेन ही वॉज अबाउट टू लीव दिस वर्ल्ड ही ऑर्डर्ड हिज डिसाइपल्स दैट दे शुड बेद हिम विथ वॉटर फ्रॉम गैंजिस एंड ही आज देम टू बेद हिम विथ देयर हैंड्स नॉट विथ सम वेसल. एंड एज सुन एज दे स्टार्टेड बेदिंग हिम विथ गैंजिस वॉटर हिज बॉडी स्टार्टेड टू मेल्ट. इट इज सेड दैट ही स्टार्टेड श्रिंकिंग इन साइज एंड वॉट एवर द गैंजिस वॉटर वॉज वॉशिंग हिम डाउन बिकेम द कलर ऑफ मिल्क. एंड द डिसाइपल्स अंडरस्टूड दैट देयर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज गोइंग टू लीव देम बट ही हैड ऑर्डर देम दैट दे शुड कंटिन्यूसली बेद हिम. सो विद देयर टीयर्स एंड दैट गैंजिस वॉटर वॉट एवर वॉज देयर गॉट वॉश्ड अवे एंड नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर डिसअपियर्ड फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. सो दे कलेक्टेड दैट वॉटर द गैंजिस वॉटर मिक्स विद देयर टीयर्स इन अ पॉट एंड दैट हैज बीन केप्ट एज अ समाधि. समाधि इन खेतोरी ग्राम हैज पॉट ऑफ दैट वॉटर. सो दैट इज कॉल्ड एज दूध समाधि. तो समाधि ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर एंड देर इज ऑल्सो पुष्प समाधि एट राधा गोकुलानंद. देर इट इज सेड दैट हिज माला एंड हिज क्लोथ्स आर केप्ट देयर. सो दिस इज द डिसअपियरेंस ऑफ डे ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर. सो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय. सो एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चंस? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. हरि हरि.